Being a fisherman's wife takes a special kind of person, and according to fisherman Leslie Trott, it's much easier if they know what they're getting into from the start.
It seems like if they marry a fisherman, they do get used to it eventually. But if a man is married for like 4 or 5 years, and then he goes fishing, his wife never gets used to it.
Charlotte Enochson grew up in a fishing family, and she was not eager to marry a fisherman.
I grew up saying I was not going to marry a fisherman. I wouldn't date a fisherman. I wouldn't even date Norwegians. I was terrified of marrying a fisherman. It was absolutely not going to be my life. And after I was married for a year, he decided he wanted to go fishing, and I was not happy. Not happy at all. We were living in Brockton at the time, and I told him that, if that was what we were going to do, I was going to have to be in New Bedford. I would need to be near my family and have that support while he was out to sea. I remember my mother saying, you do not talk to him about anything important the first day he's in or the day before he leaves. You have 3 days to deal with real life, but the other days, he's transitioning.
Ellen Scar recalls that she was the one to dole out the discipline while her husband was at sea.
It takes a special person to be married to a fisherman, and especially if you have children, because they were gone most of the time, and if the children needed discipline, you couldn't say wait until your father gets home. So you had to face it then. The children growing up with a father as a fisherman, with that system, was like every time they came in from sea, it was like Santa Claus come home, because Ma had disciplined them, and Pa, he was just Santa Claus.
Betsy Pye, who is married to a draggerman, imagines that her role as a fisherman's wife is not unlike that of women during the whaling era.
I have a feeling that even in the whaling era, wives of men who went to sea were, for all intents and purposes, feminist or modern women, because they had to maintain the home, and that meant the books, and they had to make do with what the husband left them with when he went away. And in many cases, they ran businesses and did things outside the home that perhaps their contemporaries and peers didn't, because it was unseemly or women didn't do it, or they didn't have to. But necessity is a mother of invention, and if you have to, because there's no one at home to do it with you or for you, then you do it, and you simply just get out there and do it. I believe I am a feminist and have no trouble whatsoever going out and doing what needs to be done or finding someone who can do it for me. And I think my husband is confident that in his absence, everything's going to be just fine. He trusts me with, I think, his life. I take care of things when he goes fishing because they need to be done. It's not because it's my job or his job. It's just something that needs to be done. And that's just part of what I think most women do whose husbands are at sea.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.